所以今天的经题目就是知足而且活在现今。
So today's topic is be satisfied and living in the present.
在传道书第五章教导我们要有智慧。
Chapter 5 of Ecclesiastes taught us to have wisdom.
所以所罗门王说在世上很多东西和事情他说都是虚空的。
King Solomon said a lot of things that happen on earth are meaningless.
那么因此我们必须要有智慧去来面对在我们周围所发生的事情。
So we must have wisdom to treat those things that happened around us.
所以当我们进入圣殿的时候，
So as we enter the temple,
我们应当晓得如何去敬拜这位真神。
We need to know how to worship this one true God.
那么圣经告诉我们不要做一个愚昧的人。
And the Bible taught us not to be a fool.
那么当我们进入社会的时候，
As we enter into society,
我们要能够辨别什么是是，什么是非的事情。
We need to have discernment.
哪一些东西是对的，哪一些东西不对的。
To discern what is right and what is wrong.
哪一些是好的，哪一些不好的。
What is good and what is bad.
那么特别是在处理钱财的事情上。
Especially in dealing with money.
那么今天的经文的重点是强调一个知足的人生。
So the scripture today deals with how to live satisfactorily.
那么如何存着一个感恩的心来享受神所赐给我们的。
And how to enjoy life with a thanksgiving heart to what God has given us.
那么传道书告诉我们不要围着这些世上的事情来劳碌。
And Ecclesiastes taught us not to toil for wealth.
那么应当利用目前的机会来做神要我们所做的事情。
We need to take a hold of present opportunity to do what is pleasing to God.
所以在今天的经文第八节第九节，所罗门王说。
And so in verse 8 and 9 of today's scriptures, King Solomon said,
你若在一省之中见穷人受欺压，必夺去公义凭公平的事，不要因此诧异，因为高居高位的奸诈，在他们以上还有更高的，况且他的益处归众人，就是君王也受田的供应。
Verse 8, if you see the poor oppressed in a district, and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things, for one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all, the king himself profits from the fields.
那么在这里我们看到所罗门王再次提到在社会里面发生不公正的事情。
And so here King Solomon once again mentioned the inequality happened in society.
所罗门王曾经在第三章跟第四章曾经提到这些事情。
And he had already mentioned these things in chapter 3 and 4.
所以这些政府的公员利用他们的权力，
these government officials, they use their power from office,
以致直到他们得到不应当得到的利益，
and they profited because of their authority,
而没有真正的去服侍众人，
and they did not really serve the general public.
所以他们没有遵守这个摩西的律法，
so they did not follow the law of Moses.
那么这些事情的发生，所罗门王说，
so with all this happened, King Solomon said,
他说你们不要觉得惊奇。
He said don't be surprised.
那么肯定的，所罗门王不赞同这些不犯法的事情。
Surely King Solomon did not agree with what is happening with this inequality.
但是当他进入人群当中的时候，
But as he entered into the society,
他却发觉到这些不公正的事情，这些贪污的事情实在是太多了。
He discovered and he noticed that all this inequality and corruption did do exist.
所以这些贪污的事情不是新的事情。
These are not new.
因此所罗门王说不要觉得惊奇。
That's why King Solomon said, "Do not be surprised."
因为他曾经说过，在日光之下没有一件事情是新的。
Because he had said that under the sun there is no new things.
自从人类有了政府以后。
Ever since man has government.
这个贪污的事情就已经存在了。
Corruption exists.
那么虽然贪污的事情存在，
So even though corruption exists,
但是人们需要政府来执行国家的立法。
People need the government to enforce the law of the land.
所以一个国家不能够没有政府。
A country cannot be without government.
那么依照圣经，政府掌管掌权的是神所设立的。
And according to the Bible, the government is granted by God.
因为在罗马书十三章第一节这么说。
Because in Romans chapter 13 verse 1 it says,
在上有权柄的人，人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神，凡掌权的都是神所命令的。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
所以虽然有贪污的事情，政府的存在是为了人民的好处。
So even though there is corruption, the existence of government is for the good of the people.
所以除了这个政治的不公正，
So besides there is inequality,
那么所罗门王提到这个金钱的问题。
King Solomon also mentioned about money.
他讲到金钱钱财的土壤。
And he mentioned about the wickedness of money.
The futility of the
futility of money.
然后他在第十节他这么说。
So in verse 10 it says.
他说贪爱银子的不因的银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不因利益知足，这也是虚空。
Whoever loves money never has enough money. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless.
一般的人都认为这个钱财能够带给人安全感。
A lot of people think that money will bring forth a sense of security.
所以他们为了生活来劳碌而做出很大的牺牲。
So they sacrifice in the name of money.
希望能够得到更多的钱。
They want to earn more money.
所以目前中国的经济在成长当中。
Right now, China's economy is growing.
很多的人都在追求物质的享受。
A lot of people are seeking after material enjoyment.
而且在股市大炒。
And they are also playing with the stock market.
希望在能够在等一段很短的时间能够赚到很多的钱。
They want to earn a large sum of money in a very short period of time.
他们希望这些钱能够带给他们安全感。
They are hoping that this money will bring forth a sense of security.
但是所罗门王却说，
But King Solomon said,
贪爱银子的不因得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不因利益知足，这也是虚空。
Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied. This too is meaningless.
所以一个贪爱钱财的人，
So for one who loves money,
无论他的银行户口有多少的钱，
It does not matter how much money he has in the bank,
他永远都不会感到满足。
He will never be satisfied.
因为人的心只有神才能够满足。
Because only God can satisfy man's heart.
所以主耶稣在路加福音十二章这么说。
So Jesus said in Luke chapter 12,
他说你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
He said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
金钱是综合的。
Money itself is neutral.
我们每一个人都是要钱来过活。
We need money to live.
钱本身是没有问题的。
Money in itself.Has no problem.
圣经没有说钱是万恶之根。
The Bible didn't say that money is the root of all evils.
Money is evil. Money 是万恶之根。
That money is the root of all evil.
但是圣经却说贪爱钱财是万恶之根。
But the Bible did say love of money is the root of all evil.
所以当一个人的心里面产生这个贪爱钱财的念头的时候，
So as a person develops this love of money,
将会带来很多不良的后果。
It will bring forth a lot of negative consequences.
甚至是犯罪跟事情。
Even sin.
所以 这些金钱的事情会带来种种不良的后果。
So the love of money can bring forth a lot of negative consequences.
而且11节他也讲到货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过眼看而已。
And in verse 11 it says, as goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owner except to feast his eyes on them?
所以这里讲到，当一个人有钱的时候，
So here it says, when a person has money,
他的朋友特别多，
he will have a lot of friends.
我们中国人讲狗肉朋友。
Those are just superficial friends.
你不请他们，他们都会找上门来。
If you don't ask them to a feast, they will come.
所以人以为钱能够带给人安全感。
So people think that money can bring forth a sense of security.
但是所罗门王说却不如。
But King Solomon said that's not so.
你看十二节你就明白。
Let's look at verse 12.
劳碌的人不计吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足的人丰满，却不容他的睡觉。
The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep.
而这节经文提到两种人。
So this verse mentioned two kinds of people.
一个是知足的人。
One is a content person.
他说一个知足的人能够睡得很好。
He said one who is content can sleep good.
一个财富丰满而且不知足的人。
But a person who is not content and who has abundance,
他不能够睡得很好。
He cannot sleep good.
所以所罗门王说，财富不一定能够带给人安全感。
So King Solomon said, riches cannot necessarily bring forth security.
那么根据他，他说一个劳动知足的人比一个富有的人睡得更好。
So according to him, one who is content can sleep much better than the one who is not.
那么这个英文版圣经， 这个 Living Bible， 他这么翻译。
The Living Bible translated this way.
他说一个勤劳的人，无论他吃多或者吃少，他都能够睡得很好。
So the one who labors, no matter whether he eats much or less, he can sleep good.
他说，但是一个富有的人，他必须忧虑而且失眠。
But one who has abundance will have worry and insomnia.
在1870年的时候，美国有一个非常富有的人。
In 1870, America has a very wealthy man.
他的名字是 John Rockefeller.
His name is John Rockefeller.
他差一点被他的财富摧毁了他的生命。
He was almost destroyed by his wealth.
所以在 他Rockefeller53岁的时候，
When he was 53 years old，
他是世上唯一的亿万富翁。
He was the only billionaire in the world。
每一个星期的收入100万。
He has $1 million income every week。
但是当时他的身体非常的不好。
But he was in bad physical health。
因为他经常忧虑。
Because he worried often。
以致使他在晚上能够睡得很好。
And he has insomnia at night.
那么后来他把他的钱财施舍给别人。
So later he began to give away his money.
那么突然间他的健康就转变过来。
And so all of a sudden his health take a better turn.
然后使到他活到98岁。
He lived until he was 98 years old.
John Rockefeller 讲了一句话。
John Rockefeller said,
他说我赚了很多很多的百万。
He said, I have earned millions.
但是他们却不能够带给我快乐。
But they cannot bring me happiness.
是的，钱财是徒然的。
Yes, money is meaningless.
不能够带给人满足感。
It cannot bring forth security.
它不单不能够带给人满足感。
Not only can it not bring forth security.
圣经也告诉我们，它会带给我们
And it can actually bring forth calamity.
13、14节这么告诉我们。
In verse 13 and 14 it says,
我见日光之下有一宗祸患，就是财主积储资财，反害自己，因遭遇祸患，这些财资财就消灭。
It says, I have seen a grievous evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owner, or wealth lost through some misfortune.
然后这两节经文告诉我们两件事情发生在这个富有的人身上。
And in these two verses, it tells us two things that can happen to the wealthy.
那么第一就是这个财主寄存钱财。
First is that this person hoarded all the wealth.
而且不肯施舍。
And he refused to give to others.
啊，就好像这个刚才那个 John Rockefeller 一样。
Just like John Rockefeller.
啊，为了钱财而忧虑，啊，晚上不能够睡觉。
He worried about his wealth and he cannot sleep at night.
然后另外一件事情就是他们遭遇灾祸而失去了他们的钱财。
The second thing that can happen is that the wealth can be lost through some misfortune and there's nothing left for him.
直到他的钱财不能够交给他们的孩子。
And that the wealth that he could have had were not able to be left for his son.
陷入在一个沮丧和失败的一个生活状况里面。
And so they fall into this discouragement and depressed state.
曾经有位朋友。
I had a friend once.
他在短短的几个月里面就失去了他好多年所赚来的钱。
In a few months, he lost everything, his life saving.
那么原本他是有一份不错的工作。
He had a pretty good job.
他有一个不错的家庭。
He had a pretty good family.
他在教会里面也很热心的侍奉神。
He serves God with zeal in church.
但是因为他想赚多一点钱。
But because he wanted to earn more money,
他就以朋友们来合股做生意。
He partnered with a friend and go into business.
生意做得很不错。
And the business was going pretty good.
所以赚了不少钱。
He earned quite a bit.
因为工作很忙碌。
Because work was demanding.
所以他也没有去教会了。
He didn't go to church.
他也不再侍奉神了。
He stopped serving.
在1997年那个金融危机的时候
，and in the financial crisis in 1997，
所以他的生意受到很大的影响
，his business suffered，
而且被人骗了
，he was also cheated，
使他所这么多年来赚的钱在几个月里面就消失掉
，so all the money he had earned were lost in a few months，
也欠了人不少的债。
He also was in debt quite a bit.
我记得当时他没有钱来付他的这个 mortgage.
I remember he did not have enough money to pay for mortgage.
银行也要把他那个大洋房收回去。
And the bank is going to foreclose his house.
所以债主向他追债。
The debtor were going after him.
而且有些人要伤害他和他的家人。
And they wanted to harm him and his family.
所以在这种没有办法的情况之下
，and under the circumstances，
所以他们离开马来西亚，逃亡到英国去。
They left Malaysia and ran to England.
那么路加福音十二章，耶稣讲到一个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 12, there was a parable.
他说主耶稣告诉我们不要贪心。
Jesus told us not to be greedy.
他说因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because a man's life does not depend on how wealthy he is.
所以在这个比喻里面讲到一个财主。
And in this parable, it talks about a rich man.
这个财主他的田产丰富。
This rich man has produced a great crop.
所以他心里面想。
So he thought to himself.
他说我有这么多畜产，这么多丰富的财物。
He said, "What should I do? I have all these crops."
我怎么办呢
？What do I do with them?
他就讲，好，我怎么办
？He said, "Okay, this is what I'll do."
我要把我的仓房拆掉。
I will tear down my barn.
然后盖更大的仓房。
And I'll build a bigger one.
然后在那里收藏我的农作物和我的财物。
And there I will store all my grains and my goods.
然后对我的灵魂说。
And I will say to myself,
灵魂啊。你有许多的财物寄存，可做多年费用。
He said you have plenty of good things laid up for many years.
他说只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
He said take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
但是神却对他说。
But then God said to him.
他说无知的人啊
He said, you fool.
今夜必要你的灵魂。
This very night your life will be demanded from you.
你所预备的归谁呢？
Then who will get what you have?
凡为自己积财，在神的面前却是不富足的。
This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
所以当一个婴孩诞生下来的时候，
So as a baby was born,
他的手是空空的。
His hands are empty.
在他的成长过程当中，
And during his growth,
他就一直在抓。
He will continue to grab.
我记得我的女儿小的时候在做婴孩的时候什么都抓。
I remember when my daughter was little, she would grab onto anything.
我告诉过你们她有一次抓到她的头发不放。
I told you guys once that one time she held onto her hair and she would not let go.
而且一直在大哭。
And she was crying.
所以一个婴孩当他诞生下来的时候。
So as the baby was born,
他们就一直在抓。
They started grabbing.
我要这个，我要那个。
I want this and I want that.
就好像上个星期在麦当劳点菜这样。
Just like last week I mentioned, just like when you go to McDonald's, you want this and that.
所以做小孩的时候，他们有很多的玩具哦。
So as a child, they have a lot of toys.
当他们长大的时候，他们会赚钱的时候。
And as they grow and they are able to earn their own money,
他们有不同的玩具。
They have different toys.
他们的玩具可能是一些名牌的车子。
Their toys may be some famous maker model cars.
或者是一些快速的游艇。
Or maybe it's a speedboat.
或者 plasma TV.
Or plasma TV.
名贵的手表。
Or some famous maker watches.
20年前当这个菲律宾的总统马可斯倒台之后
About 20 years ago when the president of Philippine Marcos fall from power、
yeah. 那么他的他的太太菲律宾的人民就发觉到他的太太、
The people of Philippines find out that Mrs. Marcos
拥有三千双的鞋子
Own over 3,000 pairs of shoes.
人的本性就是基本上就是喜欢积存财物。
It's in man's nature to hoard all the wealth.
希望这些财物能够带给人那种安全感。
They're hoping that this wealth will bring forth a sense of security.
能够填满心里面那种虚空。
To fill the emptiness in their hearts.
有些人还以为能够在他们离开这个世界的时候还是可以带一些财富。
And some people thought that as they leave the world, then they can even bring forth some of their wealth.
我看过不少这个中国人的华人的这个葬礼这个传统的葬礼。
I have seen some traditional Chinese burial.
家人都为这个死者预备一些用纸来制造的一个房子或者大洋房、汽车有时候电脑飞机。
The family will prepare some paper-made plane or like a house or computer.
然后把这些东西在葬礼的时候把它烧给这个死者。
And during the burial, they will burn these things to the dead.
所以他们在另外一个世界里面，这个死者有东西用了。
Hoping that these things will get to the dead on the other side.
但是这个传道书第六章第五节这么说。
But in Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 15.
Chapter 6, verse 15. 他说他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照赤身而去。他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带去。
In verse 15 it says, Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs. He takes nothing from his labor than he can carry in his hand.
所以在五章第十六节那边讲到。
And so in verse 16 it says,
他来的情形怎样，他去的情形也怎样。
In what way he comes, so he departs.
所以当刚才我讲到，当一个婴孩诞生下来的时候，他的手是空空的。
So just now I said, as a baby was born, his hands are empty.
所以当这个亚历山大大帝征服了整个欧洲、中东，甚至到印度这个地方的时候
，And so when Alexander the Great conquered all this land all the way to almost India.
So he established this 希腊帝国.
He established the Greek Empire.
So it's a very, very extended empire.
It is a very extended empire.
那么突然间，他有一天他去世了。
And all of a sudden he died one day.
亚历山大大帝去世的时候很年轻。
When he died, he was still a very young man.
所以在他的葬礼的时候。
And so in his funeral.
所以在棺材两旁。
And on both sides of the coffin.
挖了一个洞。
There were holes drilled. There were one hole drilled on each side.
所以他的手伸出来。
His hands were laid out.
手是空空的。
And his hands were empty.
是的，当我们离开这个世界的时候。
As we depart from this world.
我们不能够带走这些暂时的东西。
We cannot bring with us all these things that will come to pass.
就好像一个婴孩，他来到这个世界上是手空空的。
Just like when a baby arrives into this world, his hands are empty.
所以当一个人离开这个世界的时候，手也是空空的。
So as a man leaves this world, his hands will also be empty.
但是我们应该珍惜我们现在的生命。
But we need to treasure what we have right now.
我们必须利用我们所拥有的东西、钱财、时间，投资在永恒的事情上。
We need to use the time that we have and the resources we have to put forth into things that are of eternal value.
那么有一位牧师，他的名字叫做 A.W. Tozer.
There was a pastor. His name was A.W. Tozer.
他说，钱经常会成为人跟神之间那道墙。
He said money often can build a wall between a person and God.
他说，有人说你可以拿两个钱币哦，使到你看不到前面那个漂亮的风景。
A person said you can use two coins, and block all the views in front of you.
你只要把这两个钱币放在你眼前那边。
If you put these coins right on your eyes,
漂亮的风景就消失掉了。
Beautiful views will disappear.
你不能够看见前面的东西。
You will not be able to see anything in front of you.
因为这两个钱币把你的视线盖住了。
Because the coins block the line of sight.
我们不需要很多的钱来影响我们跟神之间的那种关系。
We don't need a lot of money to influence our relationship with God.
只要一点点钱，如果放在不恰当的位置上的话。
Only a little bit of money placed in the inappropriate place, it will affect you.
就会影响到我们跟神之间那种关系。
It will affect our relationship with God.
所以我们应当了解所罗门王在这里讲的，他都认同不是认同富有或者是贫穷的。
Here Solomon, King Solomon was not advocating with the rich or the poor.
所以他说，一个人贫穷或者一个人富有都有他的问题。
A poor or a wealthy person has their own problems.
所以在箴言书，所罗门们告诉我们。
So in Proverbs, King Solomon told us.
他说，我求你给我两件事，在我未死之前，不要不赐给我。求你使虚假和虚谎远离我。
He says, two things I ask of you, O Lord, do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me.
他说，使我不贫穷也不富足。
Give me neither poverty nor riches.
赐给我需要的饮食。
But give me only my daily bread.
他说，恐怕我饱足不认你。
Otherwise, I may have too much.And disown you.
然后向神说,
and then he said to God,
他说耶和华是谁呢?
Who is the Lord?
他说又恐怕当我贫穷的时候,
or I may become poor,
我会去偷窃,
and steal,
以亵渎我的神的名,
and so dishonor the name of my God.
所以所罗门王在这里强调,
so King Solomon stressed here,
他说他不是强调一个富足或者贫穷的事情。
He's not talking about whether a man is rich or poor.
在这里，所罗门王警告我们不要贪爱钱财。
Here he is warning us, do not love money.
同时他在这里告诉我们钱财带来那种迷惑。
And he also told us the bondage that would bring forth with the love of money.
而在第五章结束的时候。
So in the closing of chapter 5,
在十九节、二十节他这么说。
In verse 19 and 20 he says,
他说神赐人资财丰富，使他能以赐用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。他不多思念自己一生的年日，因为神因他的心使他喜乐。
He says, moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is the gift of God. He seldom reflects on the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart.
所以在这里所罗门描述一个知足的人而且会感恩的人。
So here, King Solomon is describing a person who is content and also who is full of thanksgiving.
而且这个人是活在现今的日子里面。
And he is living in the present.
所以一个知足的人，一个会感恩的人，是一个有喜乐的人。
So this person is a happy person.
而且他对人生充满那种信心。
And he is full of faith on this life.
他对人对事都很切实。
And he was very truthful to treat people and to treat what he's facing.
英文字就是讲 he is very positive. 他是一个很正面的人啊。
He's a very positive person.
你有见过这样的人吗？有些人很 very positive， 有些人很 very negative。你喜欢跟哪种人在一起
？Who do you want? Who do you like to be with? The positive or the negative?
我特别喜欢跟那些很 positive 的人在一起。
I like to be with the positive people.
因为他影响我的态度。
Because they can influence my attitude.
他使我成为一个感恩的人。
And they can.Cause me to be a thankful person.
所以一个人能够睡得很好。
So a person can sleep well.
一个人能够吃得饱。
A person can eat.
一个人能够享受到他的生命。
He can enjoy life.
而且在他的工作上得到那个喜乐。
And he can get joy from his work.
传道书说，这都是神所赐的。
And Ecclesiastes told us that these are gifts from God.
我们应当为我们每天所吃的食物来感谢神。
We need to thank God for all the food we eat.
我们也应当感谢神，我们有的穿。
And we need to thank God that we have clothes to wear.
我们也应当感谢神，因为我们有房子住。
We would need to thank God for the house we live in.
因为这一切都是神所赐的。
Because all these are given by God.
二十节这么说。
In verse 20 it says.
他说一个知足感恩的人，也不多思念自己一生的年日。
He said, this content person seldom reflects on the days of his life.
换句话说，这个人不思念过去所发生的事情。
In other words, this man do not look back at what has happened.
这里讲不是说，有时候我们也会回想一些过去美好的时光，是不是？
Well, sometimes we actually would think back on some of the good times we had.
这里是讲到一个人不要活在历史回顾的当中。
He's talking about you should not live in the past.
当以色列人离开旷野的时候，离开埃及的时候。
As the Israelites left Egypt.
来到旷野的时候。
They arrived in the wilderness.
有阵子他们生活非常困难。
There for a while, their life was difficult.
每天都吃同样的东西。
They eat the same thing every day.
他们就开始抱怨。
So they begin to complain.
回顾说埃及的生活多么好。
They try to remember how good it was when they were in Egypt.
在埃及的时候，我们有鱼、有肉、有这个蒜、有这个葱，什么都有的吃。
He said, they were thinking about all the fish, the meat, the garlic, the leek that they have.
但是现在我们每一天都要吃同样的东西。
But now today, we have to eat the same thing.
所以他们在埋怨。
So they were complaining.
我认识两位年长的姐妹。
I know of two elderly sisters.
那么，第一位姐妹每次我跟她谈话的时候
，the first one every time I talk with her.
她每一次都讲到她过去几十年前所发生的事情。
She always mentioned what happened in the past.
那么每次我听的时候，我觉得心里面有点沮丧。
And so every time I heard her talk, I get kind of depressed.
我们第二位姐妹呢，每一次我跟她谈话的时候，是两位姐妹都是年长的。
The second elderly sister, every time when I talk to her,
她就讲到我如何去侍奉神啊，如何把我的钱怎样去奉献给神。
She talk about how she serve God, how she offer her money to God.
她对将来有一个很光明的前途。
And she was looking forward to the bright future.
因为她知道她有这个永生的生命。
Because she knows she has this eternal life.
而且她知道耶稣基督将来她将会跟耶稣基督在一起。
And she knows for sure that she will be with Jesus Christ in the future.
所以当我们在生活里面遇到困难的时候
，So as we face difficulties.
当日子不好过的时候
，And as life gets harder.
很多时候我们就会想起以前多么好。
A lot of times it will cause us to think how good it was.
但是传道书却告诉我们不要思念以前过去的事情。
But Ecclesiastes remind us not to reflect on the past.
而且活在这个历史的回顾当中。
And don't live in the past.
我们应当围着今天的事情来活。
We need to live for the future, for the present.
就好像保罗说。
Just like Paul said.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forget the past and keep on going.
然后向着标杆直跑。
And to go forward and strain to what is ahead.
要得到神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ.
这是保罗的人生哲学。
And this is his theology for life.
主耶稣也告诉我们不要为明天忧虑。
Jesus Christ also told us, do not be worried about tomorrow.
他说因为明天有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
其实我们很自然的今天把今天的忧虑来忧虑不止明天然后下星期下个月明年的事情把它搬到今天来忧虑。
And a lot of times we worry about not only today, we worry about tomorrow, a week later, a month later.
但是耶稣基督讲了一句很好的话。
But Jesus said a very good word.
他说不要为明天的事情来忧虑。
He said, don't worry about tomorrow.
因为明天有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow that is troubled of its own.
一天的忧虑一天当就够了。
It is enough for you to worry about one day.
这个是很有智慧的话。
And this is a very wise word.Saying.
所以这节经文讲得很好。
So this scripture said it well.
因为忧虑能够使到我们心很沉重。
Worry can give us heavy heart.
而且失去了生活那种活力。
And it also zap us off the zeal we have for life.
而且失去了对神那种信心。
And it also causes us to lose faith in God.
使我们陷入在一个沮丧的状况里面。
And it will cause us to be in a depressed state.
所以我们身为基督徒的我们。
So as Christians.
所以当我们等待耶稣基督再来的时候。
As we wait for Jesus to return.
我们应当活在现今。
We need to live for the present.
我们应当把我们的时间。
We need to give our time.
我们应当把我们的钱财。
We give our wealth.
把我们的才干。
Our talent.
投资在这些有永恒价值的事情上。
And to put them into things that have eternal value.
让我们同心低头。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主帮助我们明白。我们的生命的短暂。
Help us to understand that this life is short.
让我们把握这个时光。
Help us to treasure the time we have.
让我们珍惜现今的生命。
And treasure the life we have.
把我们的时间。
Use our time.
把我们的才干。
Use our wealth.
把我们的金钱。
Our money.
投资在永恒的事情上。
To invest in things of eternal value.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.